I decided, well, I'm going to use this knowledge that I've gained. I'm going to gather all the needlework bibliography that I can and see what I can find. And I thought, too, this is very odd. Why are there so few books on needlework history? And then I was like, it's because women do it. I thought, we've got to have some kind of an institution to preserve women's needlework and to collect the books about it.
So at what point during that time did you start CHAN, the Center for the History of American
Well, it started out, it was a glass-fronted bookcase in my apartment on Beacon Street. Then it became a room in the back of, it went from being a bookcase to being a small room in the back of my apartment. And then it became a storefront on Murray Avenue. And then in 79, we moved out to Old Economy Village. And we were out there until 82 or 3. We had made a traveling doily show in Ambridge that consisted of a catalog and a bunch of doilies that were very carefully hand sewn to this beautiful rust colored velvet fabric. We had a doily show, yes, at the Wild Sisters Coffee House on Jane Street.